Oh my gosh, we made
Here, say hi. Come on, say hi. Come on, say hi. Come on, say hi. Your sister's hurt. You don't want to jump on my lap. Okay, you don't have to.
together. How's William feeling?
You know, he's doing pretty well. He had four lumps removed, so some pretty serious stitches. But they have these little sweatshirts that you can put over them. And so if you're near them, they don't have to wear the cone. If you can
Oh.
keep an eye on them. So that's a
Okay.
big help.
Oh yeah. Wow.
Oh, that's
When
amazing. I hate the cone. Well, my cat hates the
when Magic was neutered, I took baby onesies and cut a tail hole and sewed all that up, and he wore the onesies so he couldn't get to anything because he was, small enough to do that.
Well, they actually sell little garments like that for surgery recovery now.
Oh, wow. Well, geez, I missed that calling.
You
Darn.
were ahead of the game, Kate.
Yeah, I guess I was. I guess I was.
Show you. I'd love to
There
show you off. Yeah, here he is.
he is.
Hi, cutie pie.
Oh,
Oh my
Magic. William. There's
goodness.
William.
Okay, that's enough
See?
on the base.
See? There's William with his
Hi,
mom.
Matt.
He's like, where'd he go?
He's like, wait.
There
Oh,
he is.
there he
Almost. There
is. Oh,
he is.
he's so cute.
He's your friend.
I'm glad you're feeling better. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, he's adorable.
Thank you.
Man says, I want to play with him. Don't get huffy, Madge. Don't start the huffiness.
Oh,
Oh.
Magic, it's okay, baby. He's so cute too. I love his face.
Okay, so I have to share something with you guys. I was going to post it in our, I already started our Messenger group today. Today or yesterday, I don't know, my days are all mixed together. But anyway, one of my friends here posted this list of dog foods where the pets have had lethargy, lack of appetite, vomiting, diarrhea, and bloody and vomit and diarrhea. And Magic's food was on that list.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I had been asking my guides, should I go ahead and feed him the rest of the food? Because he'd only, I had a whole bag that he had only eaten like, I'm thinking it was like five meals out of it. And I was thinking about starting him on that again and not doing it now. As a matter of fact, I didn't call the company day today because I was too upset. I needed to calm down. But they're getting a call tomorrow. One, I want my money back. And I paid almost $1,000 for the vet bill. It's okay. I'm going to calm down. Yeah.
Yes,
But
Mystic. Mama's just protective.
I couldn't believe it. It's like, these are expensive dog foods. These are not, well, Purina was on there. Purina was on there. S Hill's Science Diet, Magic's Primal, Rachel Ray. I'll post it. I'll post the link. And
Okay.
there's a
Thank you.
Facebook group that that my friend got that from. I don't know if she even knew where she got it from, but she posted it. Anyway, I joined the Facebook group and she didn't even give them rice. Rice has arsenic in it. And if they're eating that every day, depending on how much they're eating, of course. But pumpkin, I guess pumpkin is a because I asked Mr. Google. And to Mr. Google told me that pumpkin's like a superfood with all the good stuff it's got in it. So I had started to wean him off the pumpkin, so I'm going to take the rice out completely and give him his chicken and pumpkin. And Rachel, I'm going to look into that supplement that you had shared with me. Can you tell? Actually, let's introduce. I'm sorry, I got. I was so wound up about this earlier. I mean, there was no talking to me. I was so.
I
Well,
don't blame you. I would have been also.
so anyway, Rachel and Gail, I am so happy that you're here and we get to do this together. Do you want to share a little bit about yourselves with each other, with me?
Sure. I'm Rachel.
I am have spent probably about what the last 15 plus maybe 20 years in the music industry. Recently laid off, so now and trouble finding a job, so looking at other things. And following some of the loves that have been knocking on my door to come back into my life recently. And that includes potentially consulting in my field, as well as helping new people entering into the music industry to kind of bridge the gap between where school that leaves off and doesn't really give you the real story and with the reality of the industry, and trying to help people, bridge that gap easier. And also got into acting, and yeah, I know, totally different things, but I've also been on a personal spiritual journey for over a decade now. That may be another place that's coming forward for me. Teaching or helping in that area to some degree, not sure yet. I'm still kind of letting it come forward. I am also a animal lover, and I have a beautiful Bengal cat named Tempo, who of course will not come over here now that I've asked him to in typical cat form. But yes, I love pets and animals. And I recently went through some stomach insensitivities with my cat, and a friend of mine forwarded me this amazing website called Food for Life, FUR, Food for Life. And yeah, it changed everything for us. And I learned a lot about, the different issues with, processed food. Kibble, of course, which luckily I wasn't giving Tempo, but I was giving him packaged canned food that, similar to you, Kate, I found out later, was not a great food. And so then I went down this deep dive of trying to figure out what to do and found this amazing website that has a lot of information on it, including information about pumpkin. So you might want to read that too, but they say the same thing about rice, that it is not ultimate. It's okay to do it for short periods of time, but ultimately, you don't want to do it for a long period of time, but to settle stomachs if it's needed. But they actually prescribe more to just straight meat, chicken, usually if there's a tummy issue, until that gets resolved, and then slowly bringing other food back in. But they also have a beautiful, amazing supplement that we use now. Me and my cat, but they also have them for dogs, that have all the minerals and the ingredients and things that you're in, and vitamins that your pet needs. And then you add your own meat. So we've switched to that. We love it. He's happier. I'm happier. And I did the cost the other day. And it comes out to be, I think, like 47 cents per meal. For me, and that's, I don't go organic meat, but I you do have to check the sodium levels, to make sure the sodium's low enough. But the regular meat in conjunction with this supplement mixture, it's just like a powder, and you put a little water in. Yeah, it turns out that it's better for him and it's more economical for me. So it's a win-win. So
That's right.
Yale, if that helps you at all, it is Food for Life, FUR, and it's, yeah, and there's some others out there too, but I really resonated with, and there's so much information on their website too. They have a ton of articles for both cats and dogs, and all kinds of different like ailments or things that might be going on. So it's really a treasure trove of information. So throwing it out there.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
Hi, sweetie. So, are you on the West Coast then?
I am. I'm in Los Angeles.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just north of Portland, Oregon.
Oh, so you're over here too.
Yeah, Vancouver, Washington, not
Vancouver, Washington.
Canada.
Beautiful. Be I've never been up there, but I always hear that it's just gorgeous and amazing.
It is. It is. Yeah. So, I'm retired Army.
Oh, wow. Thank you for your service.
Thank you. I've been following Kate since at least 2011 because I still have some of her emails I archived from then. I've been in Unity since 93, so New Thought. And I'm widowed, and I have these two guys, William and his twin sister. They were the litter. They'll be 11 in July.
Oh,
So
so cute.
they got me through losing my husband, and they boss me around and tell me when it's time to quit because I'm too upset, and keep me on schedule.
Yeah, Tempo does that for me too. He doesn't like loud noises or yelling or people being upset. So if I ever get agitated and I'm on the phone or something, he'll come over and he'll nip at my leg. And I'm like, okay, Tempo, I get the message. I love that our animals are regulating us.
Magic even knows. Well, it must be the energy behind the words. But if I'm talking to somebody, like you say, on the phone, and I'm agitated, if I use the F word, he's awake and he's looking at me. Where if he could have been laying here asleep, and then all of a sudden he's awake, and looking at me. What's going on? So that it's kind of interesting that he does that. But the other one did too. The other Magic did too.
Yeah, I
There,
think it's
and
definitely energetic.
yeah,
They
so
can feel it. They're like, what's that?
yeah. Uh-oh, she's getting wound up. What's gonna happen next? Oh, well, okay, so and you know who I am. Like Gail's been with me for a long time, and Rachel, how long have you been? How did
I
you even
don't
find
even
me?
know how long. I like I said, I think I found you during the time when I first stumbled upon Florence, and I had bought the book and stuff, and then I think that's when I found you. So that would probably take me back to about 2011 as well. Maybe a little after. And then I just kind of would read here and there, and now
Sweetie.
I'm all in.
Yeah. Well, and that's my goal for this program is to, take every you've both taken done the deep dive course. And we really looked at a lot of energy in that course, and the goal for that was to, as with this one, was to create a new foundation for living. And I don't know about you guys, but I having the additional support, like doing the classes makes all the difference in the world, because we're all human, we all live human lives, and other things start getting in the way, and then next thing we're back to the old self. And I don't ever want to go back to the old self. I am so done with that.
I don't think we go all the way back. I just think we backslide a little.
Well, probably not with the courses that you guys have taken now, but man, in the beginning when I was starting my spiritual journey, it was a roller coaster, because life would get so in the way. And of course, that was when Jessie was in school. So, it wasn't just me, it was dealing with her, and whatever was going on with her. So there's that little bit of drama, and then of course then, the drama I had with Fred that but anyway, everything was just a roller coaster. But since I've been here in the last year and a half, haven't hasn't even been close to going back. And everything just keeps things come up. I mean, like I said last night in the deep dive course, if this year had a theme, I believe that theme would be everything that you haven't already looked at is going to come right up in your face because it's like right here and
Oh
there's
my God.
no looking around it, because every time you turn your head, it's going with you. We've got to look at what have we been suppressing, what's been buried. And it's rewriting those neural pathways of belief that have been holding us back, and no more pushing the gas and the brake at the same time. I got really good at that. I was really good at that. But with, you know, having done the deep dive course, of course, I've done it twice now. Actually, three times, because there was two times during the week, and then the one we're on now, we're almost finished. And the journaling for me has changed everything, because it helps to expand my awareness, you know, and being aware when our energy shifts. That's key to maintaining where we want to be. But with this course, what we're doing here, I want to really implement what we've learned, creating that firm foundation so that it becomes muscle memory on what something comes up, we know exactly what to do, we just do it. You know, we recognize when our energy is shifting and we know what to do.
Or get better at it, because I actually had something today. I went to the grocery store and I went to grab a sandwich. And I kind of did get in front of a lady that she wasn't really standing right there, but she was adjacent and her cart was kind of right in front of it. And but she was looking at the deli people. So I thought she was waiting for, something to get sliced up. And no, apparently I got in her way. I did say, excuse me, but she was like, "What are you doing putting your fat ass in front of me? Get out of the way." And I was just like, "Whoa, okay, wait, what?" And then her boyfriend or husband was there and he started coming at me and, "You're ugly, you're fat, you're this, you're that." And I was like, "Wow, how does that have anything to do with me getting in front of you for a sandwich?"
Oh my gosh.
And so after, and we exchanged some words, and then and I wasn't like super upset. I was more caught off guard and just like, "Whoa, what's happening?" And then it hit me like, I don't want to be involved in this energy. So I removed myself as quickly as possible. This woman came after me though. She followed me around the grocery store. She took pictures of me. Like she was, it was bizarre. And when I finally left the, and there were some other weird things that occurred too, but when I left, I sat in my car and I thought, okay, what is this here to show me? Obviously this is so out of the blue. It must be trying to show me something. And I think it's illustrating kind of what you're talking about, is like, what's left? Where are those pieces left where I'm getting triggered? How can I better react or stay present in those moments so that I don't react? And how can I kind of clean those places up in myself, and so that, like you said, we have the muscle memory, right? And then I don't fall back into old patterns of getting into altercations with people or just name calling. I don't know. We see that a lot these days. With people, instead of saying, "Oh, I don't agree with you. Here are the reasons why." Instead, it's, "I don't agree with you, and you're a horrible, despicable, hideous person, and you're fat, and you're ugly, and you're this, and you're that." And you're like, "What does that have anything to do with the conversation?" So I think it brought that up for me too. Like, where do I do that still? And so I think that's how I interpreted it anyway, is like, how can I look at where I still need to clean up, where I still do those things? And, can I love myself there, even in those places where I'm not perfect?
Wow, that's a story.
Wasn't it? I mean, it gets crazier. Like, another woman came up to me, apparently a friend of hers said some more things. Like, it was just the weirdest situation. To the point where there was a lovely little Mexican lady behind me in the checkout line, and she pulled on my sweater and she was like, "That's why I carry mace."
My goodness.
She was like, "You should get some mace." I'm like, "Oh my God, but it's so sad that our society has gotten to this point, right? Where we feel like we need to carry mace." I live in a very safe neighborhood in Los Angeles. I'm in Sherman Oaks. It's like, I'm not in the ghetto. I'm not any close to that. So for this type of that people to feel that way, that they need to carry mace or protect themselves in a neighborhood like this, it's really, really sad.
Wow.
Yeah.
That woman really hates herself, doesn't she?
Oh my
Well, and
gosh.
that's kind of the conclusion I came to as well. It was just like, oh my gosh. And what's funny is she was calling me fat and ugly, and she wasn't ugly. She was actually quite a pretty girl, but she was extremely overweight, more so than me. And I'll admit I'm overweight. I wouldn't consider myself fat, but I definitely could lose some weight. But she was probably four sizes bigger than me. So I'm like, so you don't like yourself, so you're pointing that out in others. Yeah, that's what I saw too, Gail. Thank you for that reflection.
I wonder if she caught the guy she was with looking at you before that happened.
That could be.
I didn't even think about that. But he was also very negative and saying horrible things. So it was just a
Well, what
very,
else could he do if she caught him at it?
that's true. That's true. But it
He
was
had to
just
go home with her.
weird. The whole thing was weird.
Well,
It
I'm
was weird.
glad you didn't get hurt, but did you get to
Yeah.
eat?
I did. I came home first. I had to calm myself down a little bit too. It was like, okay, let me sit with this also and just see what's for me in this. And then yes, then I sat down and had lunch.
Wow. Did you eat a sandwich that you got from there?
I did. I did.
Did you bless it first?
I blessed it first
Oh,
and
good. That's
Tempo
a
came
relief.
over. Yeah,
Yes,
exactly. And
indeed.
Tempo came over too, and he, because it was a roast beef and he wanted some. So I let him have a little piece. And so I thought, okay, at least I'm breaking bread with my cat who loves me. And it all worked out okay.
Wow. Well, you know, it's interesting. I mean, you carry your this woman was carrying mace, and I thought, wow, because here, you know, I mean, I don't see anybody anyway, but I would never even think about that. I mean, I would think about carrying something like that because of the animals, you know. But then I realized my brother wears a gun on his hip all the time because he has the permit to carry a weapon, you know. And he's not a big guy. He's like, I don't know, 5'6", 5'7". You know, he's short, for a guy. And he was leaving the Walmart one day, and there were some guys out in the parking lot that were saying stuff to him about wearing a gun on his hip. And he just kept going. He didn't
That's
engage
what
with
I tried
it.
to do, but what do you do when they follow you and they're taking pictures? It's like,
Man.
it's the craziest, weird millennial type thing to do, right? It's like, what happened to just us having a conversation and expressing about what the issue is, Like, because I did turn around and even say to her, like, I was caught off guard, but I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I guess you didn't hear me say, excuse me, because I did. But then it just went, it shot from there to like, 1,000. And that's what really caught me off guard, It's how do you handle that when then they follow you? Because I did. I was like, let me just excuse myself from this
Yeah.
energetic, like, I don't want to be here. But it
Wow.
followed me. And so I was like, okay, how do I? And I didn't get upset. I just said to her, like, when she was taking pictures, I'm like, what purpose is that? What purpose are, and look at how much energy you're wasting on this. What, we're done. Go on with your day.
What did she do then?
She just kept kind of following me around, looking at me, like kind of threateningly with her boyfriend. Yeah, it was weird.
So when you got out to the car and you were sitting out in the car and you were calming down, what did you do to get hold of your feelings? I mean, breathing,
Yes, I was deep breathing and doing the holding, holding and breathing and holding and letting my exhale be longer than my inhale to calm me down. And then I think mostly though, it was the question of what is here for me.
And what did you eat? And you decided it was what you needed to look at in yourself?
Yeah. And where am I still doing that? Whether it be to myself, because it could be, right? Like we put ourselves down. Where am I still putting myself down? Where am I still stuck in the belief that I'm fat or ugly or that I'm not a nice person or things like that? And also maybe where do I do that to others unknowingly? You know, maybe not to the same extent as this woman. I think it was a pretty outrageous example, but you know, I think that little things like that, like I admit, like, yeah, I make judgments of people sometimes. So yeah, looking at that too, like, where am I judgmental? Where I could maybe, you know, soften that.
Yeah.
So
I think some of it's programming, and I read once where the initial thought is programming, but the correct, what we consciously think then is what our choice is. So I'll catch myself being judgmental from programming, and I'll go, no, that's not who I am. That's not what I believe.
yeah. And that's kind of what I was doing in that moment too, was
Yeah.
like being aware of, okay. And also, you know, trying to have compassion for her. Like maybe she's having a bad day. Maybe something horrible happened to her. I know I've reacted to people when I've been stressed about something, you know, and they just happen to do the wrong thing to me. So like, can I have some compassion for her? Like, where can I expand in understanding this, and where can I be better? And so yeah, so it's, I think it was really the awareness that helped me to calm down of like, yes, this is probably some projection, some programming, and then where can I also, you know, take this and learn from it and be a better person and kind of see these places where I can still work on it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think we're ever done, right? So as
No,
long as we're
never
alive,
done.
there are lessons to learn.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I always try to find it. Without beating myself up, of course, you know, like I
Right,
want
right.
to look at it compassionately, but I think taking the time, doing the breathing, giving myself space, and then going into the awareness of what I've learned, right? Like, okay, I know I'm not my actions and behaviors. And yes, there's probably some programming here. And, you know, and as I went through that, like I started to calm down even more.
So when all this happened, you had an adrenaline rush of fight or flight. And when you got in the car, were you able to convince your body that you were safe, or did you have to get all the way home, or have you been able to fully convince your body that you're safe?
I think I still feel a little agitation.
Did you infuse it and the woman with love, the situation and the
Not yet.
woman with love? No?
Yeah,
Okay.
but I do plan to. And thank you for the reminder, because yeah, I tried to a bit in the car, like I said, with the compassion, like, okay, kid, you know, but yes, that meditation would be fabulous to do. Because yes, I need to do that. That's
Yeah.
absolutely, because I do still feel a little like back here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little emotional charge.
Yeah. But I was
Yeah.
able to calm down pretty good in the car, like enough, because I did. I went into fight. Like I was ready. Like right when she said that, I felt my whole body tense and I was ready to like fight, you know, because I am a fighter. I'm not, I'm not.
Well, you may have been forced to, you may have been forced to defend yourself. You didn't know what was going to happen next.
No, I didn't. And
Yeah.
then I flew after I was like, okay, I don't want to invest my energy in these people and this situation. So then I got out of there. But yeah, it's, I would say there's still maybe 7 to 10%. Like I can kind of feel it agitated in the background.
Don't go to sleep with that if you can,
No, I'll
just
do the
maybe work on that
meditation tonight.
before. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Cause I don't
Wow.
want to go to sleep with that. But I will say, the minute I got home and I saw Tempo's cute face, that helps.
Amazing.
Specifically, I was like, ah, unconditional love. Thank you.
Yeah. I put magic in a carrier, and I carry him on my chest, and I can go into Walmart for things, even though it's food too. It's a super, with all the stuff. They don't say anything to me about bringing him in there, which is a little
Awesome.
bit unnerving. But he can't touch anything because he's on my chest. And people always want to come up and touch him and talk to him and get in his face and, will he kiss me? Well, no, you're too close, people. But nobody's ever been, everybody's been sweet, the sweet, sweet people. I can't even, I'm just thinking, how would I react at something like that? I'd probably start crying because I get mad. And Jessie told me the other day that she got that from me. She said, I hate this, but I know I got it from you. If I get really, really mad, I start crying. Sorry. But, you know, you got to protect yourself too. Wow. Gail, how would you have handled a situation like that?
I think I'd be heading for security.
Yeah, I thought about that too, Gail. But then, like I said, I just didn't want to stay in that energetic.
To me,
it was like, let me just, you know, like make that decision. And, but then, you know, like I said, then she kept following me. And I did go up to someone at that point that worked there. It wasn't security. And said, like, what would be the best thing for me to do if this woman continues to follow me? So maybe because I did that, she kind of backed off. Because
wise. That's a good way to handle it.
Yeah. So I just kind of was like, what are my options?
You know, it's interesting that, you know, employees had to have seen that. Why didn't they call security?
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, sounds like you handled it really well.
Yes, you did.
I tried. And now in retrospect, I feel like there are things I could have done a little better, but.
Under the circumstances, you did awesome.
Yeah, you did. You did.
I mean, I've never had that either. Usually when I go to the grocery store, like you said, I meet really nice people and we have some fun banter or, you know, talk about it and it's all good. So it really took me aback.
Well, and you know, maybe that's what this whole thing was about. I mean, one, you were meeting with us today, and so you told us about it. And we're right here to support you. But, you know, you were able to see how you were triggered by the things that she said and how that made you feel and where it took you back to anything that's happened previously in your life and fully overcoming that, you know, which is what it's what this whole year is going to be about. You know, it's bringing up the things from our past that hurt us so much that it's kept us locked in being small so we could stay safe. And now being able to face that and heal all that pain so that we can step to the plate and be who we came here to be and feel safe doing it.
Yeah. And you know, that really touches on something for me, Kate. Because when I was younger, and you know, I've shared this with you and Gail, I don't mind sharing it with you. I was sexually abused by my sister and I gained weight. That's when I gained weight, was after that.
Sure.
And then that's when I started facing insults from people about my physical appearance. And definitely when I felt myself contract. So you're right. I think that came up for me to, and I've done a lot of work around it. I feel a lot better around it, but in the past I would have probably gotten triggered even more so for her calling me fat than I did today. So yeah, it's kind of showing me, right? Like, here's where you are. You used to be here, now you're here. It's not perfect, but it's better, right? So, and then here's where we can still work on. Like, we got this whole area to do better and clean that up so that it isn't something that triggers me more, because it is an old story, right? I'm not fat.
No, but when Pete, you know, gosh, when I was a kid, my mom used to tell me sticks and stones will break your bones, but names will never hurt you. And that is such a lie.
It is.
That is such a lie. And, you know, we take in that programming as children, that this is what we have to do to survive. You know, to protect ourselves, because people say these things that are awful to us and it hurts you all the way to your soul, you know, and because we're children, we don't know what to do with it. We just have to bury it in the subconscious so that we can continue to live. Otherwise, we don't even want to do that.
Oh, absolutely. And we don't even know what the core reason is for the thing, right? So like if you have gained weight for some reason, they're looking at you on the outside, but it's hurting you all the way back to that reason, right? Like, it isn't just the weight, because the thing is the hurt, the wound is attached.
Right.
So, you know, it's almost like twofold, where it's getting you on like multiple levels, because there's a wound that created that
Yeah, there is. And you know, some of the wounds, the only way to really heal them, because maybe they're true, you know, is to just accept this is what is. You know, I got Romberg's disease when I was 4, which I don't know if Gail knows what that is, because I've shared that with her in another program, but it's affects the fatty tissue in your body and destroys it.
Oh,
And
wow.
I had it in my face. I have it in my hand. I have it in my arm. I have it in my back. But everybody sees what's on your face. And I have extra tissue here because I had all these reconstructive surgeries to fix that, because it was just skin stretched over the bone on my face, and they didn't fix it, you know, doctors. But anyway, when I was in the 6th grade, I had the crush on this guy, and it was before school started, and I was standing out in the front with my friends. You know, you're all standing there talking to all these little girls, you know, and he walked up to me with his friends and told me that I was uglier than the southbound end of a northbound mule. And I started crying. And it took me a minute to figure out what he said. And then I started crying. And nobody said a word. Everybody just stood there and listened. And then started, finally, when I started crying, you know, then they're talking to each other. And then the bell rings and we all go in, and my very best friend was with me, and well, she wasn't with me, she was there. She wasn't with me. And we're sitting there in class and I'm crying, and the teacher wants to know why I'm crying, and I can't even tell her because I'm crying so hard. So my friend tells the whole class what Clark said to me. So then it wasn't just the people who were outside, then it was the whole class. So needless to say, they called my mom, and my mom came and got me. And then the counselor at the school told me to look in the mirror and say to myself every day that every day in every way, I'm a better person. Well, what was wrong with the person I already was?
Yeah.
There was nothing wrong with the person I already was. Good ending to the story is that after we graduated, what was really weird was when they put together our picture, there were only 70 something of us, you know, for that our my graduation, because it was a small school. There were only 3,000 people in the whole town, and there were 3,000 people in Jesse's high school, you know, like it is in LA. But anyway, Clark and my picture were right next to each other. On both sides, there were two students, and Clark and mine were together, and I thought that was kind of weird. But then a year after we graduated, I was coming out of a gas station, and I almost ran into him. And he's standing there, and he apologized to me.
Oh.
He apologized to me for what he said.
Oh, bless his heart.
And I said, "I'm surprised you remember it." He says, "I remember it." He said, "I should never have said that to you, and I didn't mean it." I said, "Okay, well, I forgive you." And then I was out with my girlfriend, and that was, we were in the Piggly Wiggly parking lot in Martree, Arkansas, and there were all these cars there, and Clark drove by, and he stopped and motioned me over, and so I was standing there talking to him, and the parking lot got raided by the sheriff's department, the police department, the state troopers were there, and the sheriff walks over to me and said, "Move that car." And it was our car, mine and Peggy's car. So I went to move the car, and because Clark was sitting there, stopped talking to me in his truck, he'd been drinking, so he went to jail. The sheriff took him to jail, and while the sheriff's dealing with him, Peggy's throwing joints out the window of her
Oh
car.
my
Like, "Peggy, just roll the window up." And so we snuck around to the back entrance to the parking lot, and there's this huge black state trooper standing there. I mean, if he hadn't had shiny stuff on, I wouldn't have even been able to see him because I had the lights off because I'm sneaking out. And I pulled up next to him and I knew him because I worked at the Best Western, where the restaurant where all of the police officers came for coffee. And he goes, "What are you doing here?" And I said, "I'm trying to leave." He said, "Get out of here and go home. I don't want to see you in town again tonight." I said, "I'm going home. I promise. I'm going to take Peggy home and then I'm going to get my car and I'm going to go home." So he let me go. But Clark had to spend the night in jail. I shouldn't laugh,
You
but I
know,
do every time I think about it.
you did nothing though.
I didn't do anything. And he would have been gone if he hadn't called me over there. But he was drinking and driving. He shouldn't have been doing that either.
Right, exactly. The responsibility is his at the end of the day.
But because, and that's why I say that sometimes things that happen to us, we have to just accept that this is what it was. You know, I mean, I couldn't do anything about my face. It looked awful. You know, I mean, it did. I hated getting pictures taken. And my dad, my poor dad, he said, "I could never see it." He saw it by looking at me in the rear view mirror of the car. I was sitting in the back seat, and that's when he saw it. Because when you look in a mirror, you see something different than what people see with their eyes when they look at you. And that's when I realized that what I'm seeing in the mirror is not what everybody else sees. You know, when a picture is taken of me, that's what I see in the mirror. You know.
Yeah.
So accepting what is a big thing. And it helps us to stop that internal battle within us that I don't like this. Well, of course you don't like it. You're not in agreement of it. You don't like it. But when you accept that this is what is, it gives you another platform to live from. And that internal battle of, I don't like this. I want something different. That stops.
Yeah, and that's a place that I've had that my whole life, like struggling, to lose the weight my whole life and gaining it back and losing it and gaining it back and losing it. But I've stopped that cycle recently. And so that's why, again, I think it was a good thing that came up because it's showing me, like, hey, you've done really good, but there's still some stuff you can work on here.
When we go into fight or flight, and I was listening to Dr. Joe Dispenza the other day on Gaia, and he was talking about this, that when we go into fight or flight, our body thinks we're not going to get to eat because we're in danger. And when we're in danger, we may have to be running. You know, if there's something chasing us, we need to be running. So we're probably not going to get to eat. So our body starts to store fat. And when we, you know, if we've been in survival mode for years, it's no wonder we have trouble dropping off excess weight. So my goal is with, you know, if you want to lose what, if you want to drop off some excess pounds, that in setting a new firm foundation and really being feeling safe, knowing you're safe, feeling safe, and being able to address that adrenaline rush when things happen and being able to flush that out of your system, and I'm safe now, I'm completely safe, everything is going to be okay, that we won't be holding on to that weight anymore. It starts to just naturally drop off.
Plus, it raises blood sugar, which, you know, more insulin that reinforces the weight situation. I'm diabetic, so I've learned way more than I want to about it.
Well, yeah,
Well,
and it inflames your body, which does not also doesn't help you to drop off any weight either. So it's like bam, bam, bam.
Yeah, there's so many intricate parts and pieces that once we move into that vibration of love, all these other things just fall off. You know, and Gail, you may, you know, the more you are more in that love vibration, you may need to look really carefully at if you take insulin, you know, how much you're
No,
taking.
I've been in what they call remission. for 15 years. I've never
Oh,
had to take medication. They caught it really
awesome.
early.
Good for you. Good for you. Okay, awesome. But being aware of what our energy is, you know, diabetics, my grandma was diabetic, and it was about Louise Hay says in How to Heal Your Life that it's about not being able to accept the sweetness of life. And I could sure see that with grandma because grandpa worked really hard at squishing her dreams. You know, and then when he was gone, she loved him so much, she was miserable. You know, it was like it didn't get any better. But not being able to embrace the sweetness of life, you know, and I see that in myself sometimes too, because I'm like hypoglycemic. It's better, way better now that since I've been living here than it was when I was in Colorado. But oh man, it was bad at, you know, different times. But we want to be able to embrace that sweetness of life. And you know, being able to look in the eyes of our babies, our little fur guys, you know, it changes everything. I
Yeah,
mean,
I really saw reflected back like that just unconditional love. Like, I don't care what you look like or who, you know, I just love you. And I'm like, oh, I just love you.
yep, absolutely. You know, they just, gosh, they amaze me. Because if I'm upset or something, Magic will always do something to make me laugh. You know? And once you laugh, you change that energy. You know, everything starts to shift. So what I would like for you ladies to do, I mean, you both have done the deep dive course. What have you done with a routine to help you stay in a higher vibration of love? What have you developed for yourself, or are you still working at it to really figure out what works best?
That's why I signed up for this.
Silence.
It's okay, because we're going to do that. We are going to figure out what works best for you and support you to implement it every day. And, you know, life's going to get in the way, and there are going to be times that you're not going to get it done. But just do the best you, absolute best you can. You know, don't let 3 days go by that you haven't done anything, because you're going to, you know, you're going to reap rewards, and you're going to feel the brunt of it if you don't. You know, if you don't do what, because I'm right there with you. I am right there with you. There are times that I've crawled into bed and thought, oh, I didn't write in my journal. And then I think about, okay, first thought is, if I get up, Magic's gonna want to get up too. You know, that's always the first thought. And so I'll look at him and see if he's asleep. If he's asleep, I might be able to sneak out. But do I get up and get it, or do I just lay here and go through it all in my mind? You know, what do I want to do? I've got a piece of paper here. I can write it all right here. It doesn't have to be in a journal. But you know, the more you write things down, it anchors those thoughts and emotions, and it helps you to see. You know, I love the part in the before sleeping where it says, "How did I use my power today?" And oh my gosh, Rachel, you got lots to say,
Oh,
because you didn't bitch slap that woman. You maintained.
wanted to though, and her husband or boyfriend.
But you didn't. But you did, and you could start with that. I did not bitch slap that woman in the grocery store today. I used my power. You got something to write about today.
Yes.
But you know, it's, and it helps you to see where, you know, maybe you didn't know that you were actually thinking about something negative, but you went off on down the rabbit hole before you could stop yourself of, oh, I got that bill. Like, oh, my car insurance went up almost $200 for 6 months. And my car's over 20 years old. It's like, how can that even do that? How can it even do that? And so that started a whole, you know, fight or flight going, whoa, what happened? You know, is this a mistake? So, you know, stopping that progression of thought, you know, it's like, okay, I can't do anything about it till I call them. You know, releasing that energy. I'm safe. And that's the crazy thing, is that when anytime we have an adrenaline rush, you better go right in and say, deep breath and move into that safe spot. Flush out that adrenaline. The other night I went to close the curtains here, and I had asked the landlord to put a motion detector light on the back of the house, the corner. So, of course, he did. I pulled the curtains on the end, and I walked around to the side, and just from walking 3 feet over to the other window, the light came on because something was in my backyard. And I felt that adrenaline rush, thinking, holy shit, what is that? And here I'm standing in the window with all the light behind me. They can see me standing there. So I closed the curtains, and then I turned out all the lights so I could look outside. It was probably a squirrel or the raccoon that lives out there. There's like, it's a good thing that the squirrels are friendly. Otherwise, it would be dangerous to go outside. There's so many of them out there, and they're getting braver. They're getting braver, but at least they're so far they're friendly. But having that adrenaline rush come up, I was like, okay, I am safe. The lights are on downstairs. Nobody's going to try to come in downstairs, even if somebody's out there, you know, going through all the reasonings in my mind, you know, and getting to that place of I'm safe. And then I put my pistol on the end table beside the bed before I went to sleep, you know, but I slept well. But, you know, what do I need to do to feel safe? Well, I didn't need to call the police department and have them come look. It wasn't that, you know, figuring out, okay, what do I need? And then I would check every so often to see, make sure it went, you know, it went off. But there's a lot now that everything is lush and green, you know, there's all these limbs that are covered with leaves and wind and moving. And but that particular night, there was no wind. There was no wind. So it had to be a little critter. But, you know, figuring those things out, because when you first see something, I mean, just like when that lady said that to you immediately, I mean, you're taken aback.
Yeah.
And that adrenaline, and then when you figure out what's just happened, phew, that adrenaline, you know?
Yeah.
But we
I couldn't even figure out what happened, but the adrenaline was there.
Yeah. You know, we need to get that clear line of demarcation that we're safe. Because then we go from, I'm not sure if I'm safe. There's no fire. There's no bear chasing me. But something has happened that my body feels like I'm not safe. And so we have to make that clear line of demarcation that, no, I really am safe. And that's critical. I think that we're really going to get to explore that this year. Between seeing things on the news, you know, I mean, we've been going through this for years, between seeing things on the news or things that happen in the grocery store. And, you know, it didn't just happen to you. It happened to everybody that stood around there and heard and saw what happened.
The little lady with the mace.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And the checkout lady, she also was like, what? I mean, yeah. And I felt that energetic too. And that was what really shook me into let me remove myself. And I don't think I've ever been that aware of the energetics in the moment before, you know, like hours later, potentially be like, oh, you know, but in this moment I was like, oh, no, there is something. It was like just a dark, slow, energetic. I could feel it coming from both of them. And I was just like, no, it just felt. And
well, give yourself credit for recognizing it in the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And that's what was like, okay, stop even interacting. Because as you interact, you're still engaging with that energy. Mm-hmm. And that's what made me just make a clear stop with them and turn and leave. Now, then she followed me, so I didn't get that clear demarcation probably until, you know, I got in my car and then even further to my home where I've, you know, of course I feel safe here. Yeah. But yeah, I didn't think about that. So I'm writing this down because this is good.
Yeah. When you recognize in real time, that's Now, that's something to celebrate.
It really is, right? Because just like what you guys were saying, there were so many years of my personal journey that I would be have the big aha moment, and then, 6 months later, I was back to my normal person, and I couldn't even really remember what the aha was anymore. Now I'm actually starting to see it, coming out in my daily actions, and I'm seeing how I'm able to be more aware. That's
Yeah.
huge, I think. So thank you. Thank you
Yeah.
guys for witnessing that and for bringing that up. That really means a lot to me. Thank you.
Yeah. Gosh, what a day, you know? I mean, a day in history. We've reached, things happen that are real turning points in our life. We, like for me, last week, everything changed for me last week. And Gail, I don't remember if I talked about this on our call yesterday. Gail's in the Florence Goldshin membership, and that meets on Wednesdays. And last week, it had been leading up to, I've been reading these Highlander romance books.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of those.
I have Kindle Unlimited, and I read way too much.
I love reading
My
too,
friend
though.
Kevin tells me that you can't read too much, but yeah, I can read too much. But, if I'm laughing and I'm in my happy place, read. But anyway, what amazed me was, like, when I went to London in 2017 to see my friend Rachel, and, well, England, and I felt at home. I cried all the way to the airport when we left. All the way to the airport because I didn't want to leave. And I don't know that I had ever felt that anywhere, even in Colorado. But anyway, I started reading these books, and I mean, I was there. I was there in the lushness of Scotland and the Highlands, and I could feel it, and I could smell it, and I could feel the earth beneath my feet, and the water. And some of these were time travelers, so that made it even more interesting. But everything popped here. All the leaves have come out. I mean, it went from the 8th, when we had the eclipse, that nothing was on the trees. And then all the little dogwoods started popping out through the woods, and you could see them because there were no leaves on the trees, no lushness. And just like in a week, everything exploded to huge leaves on the oak trees, and it's just so beautiful and green. And I'm sitting there in the window, and I've been reading this book on Scotland, and it's like I'm right there because I can look out and see the same thing. And I finally felt the disconnect from Colorado, that now I'm home and I don't ever want to go back there to Colorado. And I had been feeling that tug, Jesse's there and Landon's there, and oh, I loved it there. I don't love it there anymore. Now I'm home here. And I really needed that. And that happened last week. And I, even though, I was reading about it and feeling home, I know I had a previous life there that I must have been really, really happy. And that's what I felt here now. And I really needed that. Now, if I hadn't been doing everything I've been doing in the last few weeks with the courses, I don't know that it would have happened because I keep opening my heart. And now the joy is there. I loved my house in Colorado. And when I moved here, Gail was with me when I moved. And I was so happy to be here and everything, but this is not my house in Colorado. This house is old and it's creaky. And my sister and I have decided that there's something that travels through the woods. It goes up and beats on the side of your house at night because we both heard it. I don't know what it is, but Magic hears it too, and he'll just look, But it's not the same. But now this is home. And that really made that shifted for me last week. Whole different energy. And it's like now I feel like the world is at my feet. What do I want?
That's a yummy feeling.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I want for us in this course, is to reach that state of confidence that we have the power within us to create and live the life we really want to live. And to have the support tools and the foundation to, again, when things happen, just like what happened today, you know, being in that state of vibration, that woman never would have seen you, you know, because your energy wouldn't be able to engage with her, you know? I mean, I'd like to think that would happen, you know, that we could be at a, at a vibration that anything that's less than love, one, they can't see us, so we're safe, you know, and that we're mirroring back to us wonderful things instead of animosity from people. But we're still in human bodies, so it's going to be a balancing act.
But I wonder too, if those people don't almost get drawn to someone who's doing the work, because there's a subconscious part of them that sees and wants it, but doesn't know how to get it. So then they want to squash it.
Well, there's that, but there's also that your light can illuminate their darkness.
Exactly.
You know, and I think that is huge, especially with people that you know, that you interact with on a regular basis, you know, like children or family or coworkers, friends, you know, when you start to raise your vibration, you know, your light gets brighter, and when you, the more safe you feel, the more your light expands out. Joe Dispenza says it can be as much as 3 meters, which is like what, 10 feet, something like that, around you. That's a lot.
Yeah.
And, you know, I remember one day Fred was getting something out of the cabinet and I was taking stuff out of the dishwasher, and we both leaned over at the same time. And his energy hit me and I thought I was going to throw up. He was very stressed. So his energy was very tight around him. You know, when we're in fight or flight survival mode, our energy shrink wraps to our body. And it was so intense that even though we didn't touch each other, and we hadn't touched each other for probably more than a year or two. But when I leaned over and got so close in his energy, it was shocking to my system. I seriously thought I was going to, because the sink was right there. I thought, oh my God, he's going to be upset if I throw up. He's not going to be nice to me if I turn around and throw up. I was trying not to throw up, but I could feel the energy, you know, and there are people who are going to want to know you and want to know more about what you're doing because they want to be in your energy. And there's going to be the ones that your light is shining on their darkness, and they can see all the things that are hard for them. And, you know, I guess to be fair, I probably did that a lot to Fred. Not intentionally, but that's just the way it works. Especially when I was able to rise above the animosity and get out of my own fear and stay in the love vibration so I could leave. Anything that was uncomfortable for him would be right in his face.
And how did you, I've been wanting to ask you that, like, I would imagine that's a very difficult situation and very hard to stay in the love vibration during. How did you keep coming back to that? Like, what is it, kind of like what we plan to do here, is figuring out what works for us, and you kind of figured that out on your own? Or
our house was, we hadn't slept together in years because he snored. And if he started snoring, I had to get up and pee. So I couldn't get any sleep. So we slept in different rooms. And then I had the room I wanted, he didn't want me to have. So I ended up in another room that had a Jack and Jill bath to another bedroom. And I put my office in there when Jessie moved in with us so that I could, she was using our dining room as a playroom, which was across from the office. Anyway, long story short, my friend Rachel helped me to seal off my rooms. So I would go in there at 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock if I could get up there early enough. And when I would close the doors, I was in my safe space. And I started writing. I mean, I was in such a bad place that I had this journal, this blank journal, that it was just full of, I am safe. I am safe. I wrote it thousands and thousands and thousands of times, holding on to that energy of I am safe, and trying to get my body to believe that I was safe. 'Cause he didn't, he never did try to like hit me or anything. It was all subtle stuff. You know, it would fuck with my head, you know, for lack of a better term, that's exactly what would
Gaslighting.
happen. Yeah. Yeah. So, and the crazy thing was, when we first got together, it was everything that you would write about in a fantasy romance book, you know, until his mother would get involved. You know, we'd go to sleep at night, he'd be holding my hand, you know, sweet. He'd bring me flowers. He would spend more time picking out flowers for me in the grocery store than buying the groceries. Until he wasn't, you know, but and that's what made it so hard to believe that, wow, this is what my life really is. But I thought it was what I had when we first got together. Oh no, we don't have that anymore, you know. So I would write, and then I created the journal that we're using, the daily journal pages. And that really started changing things, because when I started accepting this is what my life is every day, I would write down, I accept what my life is in this moment. It really sucks and I don't like it, but I accept what it is. And then next thing you know, when I would write, I accept what my life is, I would write, I'm limitless. And I was still there. Because the angels told me that if I really wanted to leave, I could leave, but I was going to have to overcome the fear and the anxiety before I could leave. So
Did our
that's what I
little
did.
group help any at all?
Oh my God, Gail, I don't know if I could have gotten through it without you guys, because you guys were always there. You know, we didn't talk
I
about
hope we
it.
were. I hope we were.
Supporting all of you through whatever and just talking and doing whatever we were doing made all the difference in the world.
I'm so glad to
Because
hear that.
every Wednesday, because you know, even on the Wednesdays, we weren't supposed to have calls. We always did. The fifth Wednesday of the month, we always did. And that was why, because I needed it. And
I'm just really glad to hear that.
oh yeah, it made all the difference in the world for me. I was so grateful that, you know, we were together. And Gail showed up for, well, the only time you weren't there is if you had to do something with William and Mary. You know, Gail was always there.
Wait, their names are William and Mary, your dogs?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love that.
It's a family joke. My nephew Will and my Aunt Mary were just incredibly close. And he used to joke about whenever there was a picture, it's William and Mary. And so she passed away shortly before they were born. And it was like, okay, we need to honor that relationship. So it's William and Mary.
That's cool. Isn't it also a song?
Well, it's a university, and they were the rulers of England.
Yes, that, but I feel like there's a song too.
Oh, there might be. I don't know.
Yeah, I'll have to look it up. If I find it, I'll send it to you, Gail, because I
Okay.
feel like there's a song too, or a group.
So,
Okay.
long story short, or long story long, in answer to your question, yes, we're gonna figure out what works best for us so that we can take those action steps every day to where, you know, it, and what makes it fun, you know, figuring out what do I really enjoy the most. And like, for me, the meditations, oh my gosh, I didn't meditate much in Colorado, but here I get to meditate and listen to the guided meditations to the point of where I can just hear the music and I start getting there already. And I've created a new infusing the energy centers. I've got an updated version of that that I haven't shared with you yet, Rachel. Gail did it yesterday with us in the Wednesday group.
I wanted to tell you that I think the music drowns you out. If you've got them on separate channels, can you soften, lower the volume on the music?
I did. That was one of the things I was going to do, and I did do it. I did okay. Lower the music 25%. I lowered the music. And if it's still too, it shouldn't be too loud if you download it and listen to it that way. If you listen to it, like if I played it now and it's going through my computer to you, it could be still too loud.
Okay. I just noticed while we were experiencing it.
Yeah, I did too. And I meant to tell you that I was going to do that because I thought Gail's going to notice that. I need to go close the curtains. I'm going to be right back.
I kind of need to take this call. Excuse me.
No problem.
Oh, I'm doing well. I'm on a call. Can I call you back when we're over? Okay, thanks. Hi, sweetie. Come on in. You can see Mary's head here.
There she is.
Hi, Vivi. I see a little top head. Hi, Mary. Oh, there she is.
Oh, they're so.
She's a pretty girl.
Oh, I love that. Mm. And their brother and sister?
Yeah, they're litter mates.
Yeah, that's really special.
So the motion detector light was on when I closed the curtains. Of course it was. Oh, boy. Okay, so let's see. Let me look at my notes.
So is this call supposed to be an hour and a half? I didn't know. Or is it a 2 hour?
You know, I figured that with just the three of us, we may be able to just do it in an hour.
Okay.
But if there's, you know, somebody needs additional help, we'll go longer. I see now that we're already 15 minutes over the hour now. So let me just give you some homework.
Oh, I didn't mean to rush you. We have a routine with meals, and so I just want to know what to expect.
Okay. Why don't reserve an hour and a half for yourself?
Okay.
So then you would have, even if we only went for an hour, you'd be have some time to finish up your notes or, you know, anything that you want to do then.
Okay.
Let's see. I do want you I'd really like to get a base routine down in the next 2 weeks. And we can just, you know, I really want to support you to use the journal, whether you have the paperback copy or you're using a notebook or one of your own private personal journals, but to use those daily journal pages. And there is a PDF in the on the Web Central page. To use those as, oh, great. You've got one too. Okay,
I'm taking notes in it.
Okay, great. Okay. So if you can write in those 5 days out of seven, if you can do it 7 out of 7, all the better. And, you know, the weekly catch up, you know, going back, how did I use my power this week? And what action steps did I take? You know, it helps you to remember, just like using the chaos flush, you know. That's the very first thing I always forget to do.
Yeah, same here. Exactly. I'm like, why do I keep forgetting the chaos?
You know, if we need to put sticky notes all over, you know, let's put sticky notes all over. Because
I
just
had it
us.
On my monitor. It fell off.
But figuring out what works best
Hush
for us.
yourself, Gail.
And we want to figure out, you know, what is our most powerful support tool? You know, there's so many, but, you know, we want to be more aware. And, you know, like Rachel, today you went back out to the car and the very first thing you were doing was you were doing those deep breathing, you know, getting your breathing and your heart back into coherence. You know, that's huge. It's huge to do that. And thank goodness you didn't try to drive first. You know, you sat there and calmed down a little bit first.
Yes, I was not ready to drive.
But when you use the daily journal pages, you know, it helps to remind you to consciously choose, you know, what energy do we want to be in? You know, how do we want to show up? And when we write in them, we can see how we look back at our day. Because, you know, otherwise, a lot of times, I don't know about you guys, but by the time I crawl into bed, I'm done thinking. You know, I'm just done. But if you can write in the journal pages first, you can look back at your day and see, well, where did I use my power today? And huge pat on the back for you, Rachel, and what you went through today and, you know, made it through and used your power. And you're going to go ahead and infuse it all with love and light and shift that energy more fully and be in that safe spot, you know, knowing that you're safe. That's just huge. Being able to know that you're safe. I think that, well, we've still got two more calls left on the deep dive course that you're in, but I'm going to put all of our meditations in this group's webpage so that they're all right there. And I'll put a little description with them too. So help to know what each one will support us with.
Oh yeah. That would be amazing. And it's particularly that one I told you about, the gratitude one. It really gets me there. And I really like that one a lot. And I also really love the Jesus Has Your Back one. Those are probably my two favorites right now.
Okay. Well, I'll put a little description with them, you know, and I actually, do you guys have any problem understanding what I'm saying in the meditations?
No.
No. Okay. Cause I have transcripts cause I have to do it from a transcript. Otherwise there's no telling what I might say. You know, I'm thinking about something else, you know, when I record those. Yeah, I'd like to really shoot for, getting, you know, at least the bones of what our daily routines will be, you know, and it's always going to be a living, breathing experience, because the more we raise our vibration, you know, something else might support us in a little bit better way. But definitely doing the journaling, and if you can follow through with meditations too, because there is a meditation about infusing your day in your life with love, which if you can incorporate that with the journaling, you know, that's part of the journaling. So
Yeah, the journaling.
If there's anything that you would like to see in the journal, in the pages, that's not there, let me know what it is, because I'm going to do an updated version of that soon and put some stuff on the back cover and do any updates on the inside too. If there's anything that you've been writing, you know, in the journal that isn't already there, we can add that. So before we complete, why don't you share with me and with each other a little bit more about what you would like to see in this, you know, what you would like to get from our time together?
So for me, I think I would love to get a routine down and basically just kind of, I guess, clarify for myself the tools that I feel are most powerful, because I definitely feel like, yes, in the throes of situations or just life, that I do forget. And I want to, you know, try to bring it up further in my awareness so that I'm able to remember them. And then the other thing I would say is, I think getting more clear on what it is that I actually want to create from that havingness energy. A lot of times I notice that I'll blank a little bit, like with the specifics. Like I can think of a general thing that I want. Like, for instance, like I want to, have freedom of money so I can travel and see my friends. But that seems very general, right? And so it's like going beyond that to getting more to the details of like, how does it feel? Who am I seeing? Where am I going? Like that, I feel like I get stuck there as well. So I think just getting more and more clear on what I really want. Is it so easy to know what you don't want? And easy to know kind of that general what I do want. But then I feel like when I start to get to those specifics, that's where I really find it challenging. And I also feel like that's going to be a place where I can maybe really break through.
Yeah, that's huge, and you'll feel it like when I remember the night that there was a full moon and I was drawing on the energy of the moon to create my new life. And I felt the shift in my body. I felt
Ooh.
this because I was sitting in the window and I could see it. I was sitting in the moonlight, it's like, which is always so magical anyway. I can't do that here. I'd have to go outside in the dark. But in Colorado, I could do that. And I felt that it was really going to happen. It wasn't going to be, and it wasn't going to be that long. And it really wasn't. Everything just started falling into place. So it's making that shift and feeling the freedom of it.
Yeah, because I see that I can do it in like other areas, and I'm seeing like little synchronicities that come up. But I still feel like when it comes to the money piece, there's still something blocking me there, and I'm not quite sure what it is yet. So that's another place I'd like to get clearer. Because I do see some clarity in other places, and then it's like that piece, or like what would working look like? Because I've been so used to forcing my life force energy, making it happen, especially in the industry that I worked in music. And that's, grind, 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 work 12 hours a day. That's how you do it, and that's where I've lived for, 20 years. And so
That's a lot.
it's a lot. So it's hard for me to start to think of like, what would that even look like? Like, what type of work would I enjoy? Other than some of the things that I've mentioned here earlier about, the consulting, it's still on the edge, but if I could do it in a way that feels good, I think I could enjoy that. And acting, I know I enjoy, and spiritual practices and growth, I definitely enjoy. So I have like little pieces, but it's like getting the whole thing going. That's where I find some challenges. And then I think there's a block in there that I just haven't been able to see yet too.
Something you can do, Rachel, is in the daily journal page upon waking, there's a couple of different areas there that you can write about that very thing. Like, Infinite Spirit, please show me, give me clarity
That's what
on.
I've been asking. Yeah,
And write it in different ways because.
and I've also said, like, what's just the next step? Just show me the next step. Like, it doesn't have to be the whole picture. Like, I'll just take the very next little baby step. Like, so yeah, I do try to write it in different, or like, give me clarity or show me, or, yeah, I do try to do that too.
Awesome. Awesome. Because if we ask the same question all the time, we may need to ask a different question because the question we're asking is not really the question, the answer that we're looking for.
Yeah.
And so when we change the question up, then we get an answer and it's like, oh, that's what I've been looking for all this time. I was just asking the wrong thing.
Yes. And that's why I feel like there's a niggle back here that's like, you're close, but there's something and you're just not seeing it. So I feel it back here, but I just can't quite get to it yet. So I'd like to maybe get some clarity there, because I also have this overwhelming feeling of like, you're so close, but there's this one little thing that's, catching you up, and like, but I just can't quite see it yet.
Good. It'll pop up. And you'll probably be doing the dishes or something and then boom, there it is. Okay, what about you, Gail?
I I've been in stuck energy for so long that I couldn't look ahead. And just recently, I've made enough progress on the things in my home that I can start to envision what it could be like. And I know one of the things with bringing forth what you want to be in the feelings, not as much or more than the thoughts. And so I think that's my goal is to get into the feelings and stay there.
Awesome. Yeah, and feeling safe to be there, confident and safe.
When I first found the Louise Hay You Can Heal Your Life book, I had a whole bunch of, little health challenges, and the answer to every one of them was, I feel safe. It was like 15 or 20 of them, and it was all, I feel safe. And
Awesome.
I didn't feel safe in my life at that time.
And do you have where on your safe meter now, where do you land?
Physically, I'm very safe. Financially, I'm comfortable. I just miss Michael so much.
Yeah.
It's
Well,
like I can't describe it. It's like part of what holds you up, part of what helps you. The wind beneath your wings is really what it was.
wow. Well, we're here to support you to feel that now for as long as we can. You're not by yourself anymore.
Well, and I know I'm not. I have, wonderful friends through church, and the dogs are just amazing, and my family is amazing. It's just that's a va that's not coming back, and that's
Yeah.
It's a
there's a big
void.
void.
Yeah. I know it too. I mean, not from a husband, but I lost my father and we were best friends and 15 years ago now, and I can cry on a dime when I think about it. So, and it's still to this day, I'm like, oh, I want to talk to you. Just want to be with you. And so I understand to some degree.
Well, thank you, both of you, for being here and being a part of this with me. I am so grateful for you. I just pray that we fulfill all your needs and more. You know that when our time together is complete, that you'll be able to look back at the weeks and the calls and just feel all the love and support and have that confidence and firm foundation to move forward. And if you want to do it again, we'll do it again. having that confidence and feeling that the world is at my feet, all I have to do is choose what I want, no matter what's going on around me, to have those feelings and that security, because we want security. We want to feel safe. And no matter what's going on around us, I can't remember how it happened, but it was today. And I was thinking, if I died right now, my spirit's going to keep, my body's going to die, but my spirit's going to keep going. There should be no fear about death, And if there's no fear about death, there should be no fear about anything else. I mean, of course, I guess there are worse things than dying, but like living sometimes. But to negate that fear, deflect it off. We have the power within us to hold that vibration of love, that essence of who we are, and not be afraid anymore, no matter what happens. And I see things on the news once in a while that, because I don't watch the news because it's disturbing, but we can be so grateful, be that state of gratitude because of where we live and that we're safe and we have food on the table and we have our fur babies with us and the car is going to start when we go out and put the key in there. Garage door is going to go up, you know. I can go out at 2 o'clock in the morning and let magic pee and nothing's going to hurt me. You know, being in that gratitude and feeling safe. There's so many in the people in the world that they don't have that luxury. But we do. And we have to step to the plate and, you know, not go down that rabbit hole of what ifs. So. Okay, well, I know you need to feed babies, Gail. I know you need to go. So thank you so much for being here tonight. I send you so much love. And if anything comes up, because, you know, stuff's coming up for everybody, don't hesitate to reach out. You know, you can PM me or you can, I put us all in a little messenger group so you can message there too. And then we're all supporting each other.
Thank you, okay. Kate.
Rachel, it's lovely to meet you. I look forward to working with you.
Me too. And I look forward to supporting you and getting support from you. I'm excited. I like our little group.
Great energy.
Yeah. Oh,
thank you. Same. Okay. Really well, safe here. So thank you, ladies, for that.
Have a great week.
Sleep well.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.